Okay, good morning, everyone. This week's shiur, as every week, is dedicated by Gary and Toby Greenstein in memory of their son, Yami Yosef Menachem Ben Gershon, who grew up here at the Young Israel. And the bagels this week are sponsored L'Ilui Nishmas Yosef Yitzchak Ben Yehuda Leib, and for a refuah shlema for Shalom Tzvi Elimelech Ben Malka, Ben Shalom Shav Ben Uliyah, and should have a refuah shlema.
Amen.
Okay, we are on Daf Dalet of Masech Tanis on the second line from the top. V'yomar Rava. We're going to spend, it's a nice even break today. We get one Amud of Agadata and then an Amud of Halacha. V'yomar Rava. Haitzurba me Rabbanan, dami uparzida detuti kala. A young Talmud Chacham is similar to a seed just beneath the surface of the ground. Kevan dinavat navat, because just like the seed, once it sprouts, it shoots up and it flourishes, so too a Talmud Chacham spends time honing his skills and learning his Torah, and then once he starts to really go, he starts flying and he sprouts like a seed and moves on from there. V'yamar Rava haitzurba merabanan derasach oraisu dekamaratva lay. When you see a Talmud Chacham who gets angry, it's the Torah in him that's causing him to get angry. Quoting a pasuk from Yirmiyah, that the Torah is like fire, that the Torah kind of fires a person up and impacts his personality, and he makes him kind of very serious and very, well, at least according to this Gemara, someone who can get angry easily. Similarly, a Talmud Chacham should be someone who is hard-headed in a certain way, that he's stuck in his ways. At least once he reaches a maskana in his learning, he shouldn't easily depart from it. He should stick his heels in the ground and stick with it. Shenemar kapatish yifotzei tzela, that according from that same parak in Yirmiyah, that it's like a hammer that breaks a rock. So in other words, very strong-willed. However, one second. Amrle Rabbi Abba or Rav Ashi. So Rabbi Abba says to Rav Ashi, "Ason mehasam asnisula." You learn it from that pasuk. Anan mehacham asninonlan. We learn it from a different pasuk. Tchsiv eretz asher avaneh barzel, referring to Eretz Yisrael. It's talking about a land where its rocks are like steel or like metal. Al tikri avaneha ela boneha. So they make a little play on words, and they say, don't read the word as avaneh, it's rocks, but rather boneh, it's builders, meaning it's Talmidei Chachamim who build up the land. They are like metal. Again, to demonstrate the same point. And yet, nevertheless, Amar Avina, afilu hachi, even though this is true in terms of the character trait of a Talmid Chacham, miboy le inish lemelof nafshe b'nechusa, a person needs to teach himself to approach things in a kinder, gentler way. Shenemar v'aser kas mi'libcha, Pasuk in Kohelet says that you should remove anger from your heart. It's important to work on your midos, even if your midos are, you're inclined in one way, you should work on yourself, you should teach yourself to calm down, to approach people nicely and appropriately. Okay. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonasan. So they quote Rav Yonasan as saying the following. Shlosha So there are three people throughout Jewish history, throughout Tanakh, who asked improperly, who kind of set things up in a way that could have backfired horribly. And in two of the cases it worked out okay. Hashem kind of watched over them and it made sure it went okay. And one case it went horribly wrong, in an even worse way, arguably. Let's see. Veilain, here are the three examples. Eliezer Eved Avram, the Eliezer, the servant of Avram Avinu, the Shaul ben Kish, Shaul the king, the Yiftach HaGiladi, one of the Shoftim was Yiftach, and he will see in a moment what he did. So Eliezer Eved Avram, the case involving Eliezer was the following. Dechsev Ayahan Ara Asher Omar Eleha Atina Kadech. When Eliezer was sent by Avraham to find a wife for Yitzchak, so Eliezer kind of set up an interesting system. He wanted to find a girl who was oriented towards chesed. And so he went towards this well. As he approached the well, he davened to Hashem and he said, the woman who I approach and she offers to feed my camels and she offers to feed me to feed us water, to give us water. So that will be the bride for Yitzchak. So the Gemara says, Yachal afiu chigeres afiu suma. It could have gone horribly wrong, right? It could have been that it would have been a chigeres, someone who was a lame person, someone who was missing a limb. Afiu suma, it could have been a blind person. I think it was Tosfos here asks, it's interesting because Eliezer was in control of the situation to some degree, right? He was going to approach a girl and ask if she would feed the camels. So you'd think he'd be able to figure out who's the chigeres and who's the suma. So Tosfos says you don't always know. It could be someone with a wooden leg. It could be someone who appears to be able to see but can't really. But anyway, so Eliezer took this risk by setting it up in that way. And nevertheless, Heshivu Kahogan, Benizdam de la Rivka, everything worked out okay. And Rivka turned out to be the perfect kala for Yitzchak. So things worked out for Eliezer. That's the first example. Shaul ben Kish, and the second example is the case of Melech Shaul. Dechsiv, it says in the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Vayah Isha Asher Yakenu Yasrenu HaMelech Osher Gado V'Yasbito Yiten Lo V'Yasbito Yiten Lo. This was in the case of Goliath. So Goliath was a real threat to Bnei Yisrael. Everyone was afraid of him, and Shaul offered a bounty. He said, "The person who will take down Goliath, so I'll make him very rich. I'll give him lots of money." And not only that, but I'll give him my daughter's hand in marriage. So things could have gone horribly wrong. Yachal afilu eved afilu mamzer. It could have been an eved. It could have been a mamzer who was ineligible to marry his daughter that did it. And then Shaul would have been in real trouble. And yet Heshivu Kohogan, it worked out okay. Hashem watched over him. V'nizdamen lo David, and it was David HaMelech who turned out to be an excellent suitor for his daughter Michal, and it worked out okay. Tosfos points out, that same Tosfos we mentioned before, points out or asks the question, why is it that when we talk about Shaul and the risk that he would have encountered, we say that he might have, that the man might have been an Eved or a Mamzer, and that would have been a problem to marry the daughter, to his daughter. And when it comes to Eliezer, it talks about physical incapacities, that it might have been a suma, a blind person, or a lame person. Why doesn't the Gemara present the same problem to Eliezer? That maybe it would have been a mamzer, or she would have been a mamzeris, the person that offered. So Tosfos points out that the Torah hadn't been given yet, so the rules of mamzeris didn't apply, and that's why Gemara focuses on the physical ailments for Eliezer, and when it focuses on these status issues for David. Okay, now the third example, which didn't go as well. Yiftach HaGiladi, the Shofet Yiftach, so Dechsiv, V'ayah HaYotze Asher Yetze Midal Se Beisi. So in his situation, he was facing a formidable enemy, Amon. And he said, Hashem, if you give Amon in my hands, if you deliver my enemy to me, I will offer as a present to you, I will consecrate to you the first thing that comes out of my house. And it could have gone horribly wrong. Yachal afilu davar tamei. It could have been that a pig would have come out of his house, and then how do you bring a pig as a sacrifice to Hashem? Heshivu shelo kohogen. And things went even worse than that. And what happened was, nizdamnu labito, his daughter came out of the house. His daughter came out of the house. And he was forced to kind of consecrate his daughter, put her to live alone for the rest of her life. It was a bad, bad situation. V'ayinu d'kamru navi l'Yisrael, and that's why later on, the Navi Yirmiyah, when he's criticizing Bnei Yisrael, he says, Atzari ein ba'gilad, there's no bomb, nothing to make things better in Gilad, in Rofein, Sham. And he's specifically criticizing the next Tosfos points out that what the Navi here is criticizing is the fact that Yiftach could have gotten out of this because there was a Talmud Chacham, there was a Pinchas who could have been Matir his Neder. And the fact that he wasn't a Matir his Neder and just kind of let things stay as they were, that's really what the Navi criticizes him for. fine. And then there's another pasuk we're going to quote now that refers to the fact, excuse me, that human sacrifice, the idea of consecrating his daughter, is a bad thing. The Ksiv, and this is in Yirmiyah Perek Yud Tes, where Yirmiyah, the Navi Yirmiyah, is criticizing Klal Yisrael for following Baal and for offering their children as sacrifices to Baal. The beginning of the pasuk is Ubanu es bamos haBaal lisrof es b'neim ba'ish ogos l'Baal asher lo tzivisi. Hashem says, I never commanded you to do any kind of child sacrifice. And he continues, asher lo tzivisi v'lo dibarti v'lo olsa alivi. And the Gemara now is going to darshan in this pasuk to refer to specific situations where there was the possibility or where there was the occurrence of a child sacrifice. Asher lo tzivisi, what is this an allusion to? Zeb binoshel Misha melech Moav. This has to do with a sacrifice offered by Misha, the king of Moav. Shenemar v'yikach b'no abuchar shimloch asher yimloch tachta v'yaleo ola. This has to do with a story in Malachim Beis, interesting story, where the kings of Yehuda and Yisrael, both kingdoms, right, Yehuda and Yisrael, they teamed up with Edom to go fight Moav. Moav was the enemy. The problem was that Moav had stopped paying tribute to the king. For years, Moav offered all their sheep and all regular payments to the kingdoms, and all of a sudden, they stopped paying it to the king of Yisrael. And so the Jews decided we were going to go fight against Moab. They can't get away with this. And so they sought Elisha's help. Elisha was the good guy. He was the Navi, right? And so they sought Elisha's help to try to have a good battle against Moab. Elisha davened. As a result, the waters of the banks there overflowed. And then the reflection of the sun made it look to Moab like it was blood. Like there was some water where it wasn't normally there. The sun reflected it, and it reflected as red. Moab saw all this red liquid. They thought it was blood, and they figured that the three kings had fought amongst each other in a civil war and just killed each other. And so Moab, as a result, felt empowered. They started making their way towards that area, and then they were ambushed by the three armies, by Yisrael and Yehuda and Edom, and Moab was in trouble. And so the king of Moab, in an act of desperation, said, I'm going to offer up my firstborn son, who's supposed to be my successor to the kingship. And he that's what he did. The Medrash there says that he was actually inspired by Akedas Yitzchak. He said, oh, look, the God of Israel, the people who are fighting against me, he likes child sacrifice. Because look what Akedas Yitzchak, I guess he didn't read to the end of the story. I don't know what happened. And so he offered up his son. And so that's what this is an allusion to, the fact that Hashem does not like child sacrifice. V'lo dibarti, the next part of the pasuk is v'lo dibarti zayiftach. Hashem is again saying, I don't like child sacrifice. I don't like when people consecrate their children to me. That's not the way to worship. V'lo olsa libi zayitzchak ben Avram, which the Rashi explains here, or I think Rashi and others. This shows that Hashem never really intended for there to be a real child sacrifice of Yitzchak. The whole thing was a test and Nisayon for Avram Avinu. But the point here is Hashem does not like child sacrifice. Okay. Now comes along Rabbi Brachia. Af Knesset Yisrael Shalah Shalah Kogen. There's another example in Jewish history where the Jewish people asked improperly, meaning they set up kind of a challenge that could have ended in a really bad way. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshiva Kahogen. And nevertheless, Hashem responded in a good way. Shenemar, here quotes the pasuk in Hoshea, V'neida nirdufa ladas es Hashem kashachar nachon motzao. Klal Yisrael is saying we're going to attach ourselves to Hashem, we're going to be good people. As sure as the morning is every morning, we're going to daven to Hashem. V'yavo k'geshem lanu, and it's going to be like the rain for us. So Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem responded by saying, Biti, my daughter, meaning Klal Yisrael, At shoel es davar shepa'amim mispakesh, upa'amim eino mispakesh. You're asking in a way for our relationship to be as strong as something that sometimes you don't want. Meaning there are times during the winter when you want the rain to rain on the crops and to feed the crops. But as we've learned, there are times during the year we don't want rain. It's a siman klala. It's bad to have the rain during those times of years. And so Hashem is kind of criticizing Klal Yisrael for using a bad metaphor. You're saying you want our relationship to be like Geshem. Geshem is something that's not always desired. So Hashem responded, I'm going to correct your mistake. I'm going to be with you like something that's always wanted. Shenemar Eya Katal Yisrael, I'll be like do for Bnei Yisrael. I'll be like do, which is always, as we've talked about, is always a simon bracha, always wanted. And then the Gemara throws in one last situation like this. V'od she'ela sheloka hogen amrov. Another situation where Klal Yisrael asked in a way that was kind of faulty, that was no good. Amro lefan of Ribono Sholom, Simani kechosim alibecha kechosim al zeroacha. So in the Pasuk Asher Shirim, they're saying that we want to be like a seal on your heart and on your arm, right? So Amro Yakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem responded, Biti, my daughter, meaning Knesset Yisrael, at Shoel's davar shepamim niro pamim einu nira. You're asking to be for me or to be attached to me in a way that like something that's not necessarily so prominent, because my heart, my bosom, and my arm, one's heart or a bosom, is sometimes seen, meaning when you're unclothed, and sometimes not seen when you're clothed. So that's kind of a bad metaphor, he's saying. You should be asking to be to me like something that's always visible. So he responded and he corrected it, Avalani es elcha, Davar Shinir Li Olam. I'm going to be for you, or our relationship is going to be such that it's always seen. Shneimar Hein Al Kapayim Klukosecha, where he says it's going to be on the palm. The palm of the hand is always seen. It's never covered, unless you're wearing gloves, I guess. But that's something that's more prominently visible. And so Hashem kind of corrected the metaphor for them. Okay, that's our Agadah for the day. Now we're going to get back into the halacha of Mashiv Varach Morad Geshem and the Saint Talal Matar Livracha. And specifically the relationship between those two, between the Hazkara of Mashiv Varach Morad Geshem and the Bakasha of the Saint Talal Matar Livracha that we say in Birkas Hashanim. Okay. In Sholim Es HaGeshamim, this harks back to the Mishnah, where we said, In Sholim Es HaGeshamim Ela Samach LeGeshamim. We only ask for rain and the season where rain is appropriate. So the Gemara says, Savruha She'ela V'Azkara Chada Milsei. The assumption here, originally they thought that She'ela and Azkara were one thing. Meaning that when we say in Sholim Es HaGeshamim, we're referring not to Birkas Hashanah, not to the same Talal Matar Livracha, but rather to Mashiv Haruch Merit HaGeshem that we say in the first bracha. So they assumed that when the Mishnah said in Sholim Es HaGeshamim, they were referring to Mashiv Haruch Merit HaGeshem. And then, based on that, we're going to try to figure out which Tanner are we talking about then? When we say that you don't mention Mashiv Haruch Merit HaGeshem until it's the season for rain, so Man Tana, which Tana is that? Amarava Rabbi Yoshua Hi. That must be Rabbi Yoshua, the Amar Mishas Hanachaso. Rabbi Yoshua was the one who said it's from the time you put down the lulav, which was what we said it was the seventh day of Sukkot, was when you put down the lulav. Interestingly, there's an apparent contradiction between Rashi's, because Rashi here says, what does Rashi here says? Rashi here says, the bottom line, Yom Shmini. Rashi here says we're talking about the eighth day of Sukkot. If you remember last time we talked about Rabbi Yoshua, Zman HaNachasa, we said was the day you put down the lulav, that was the seventh day of Sukkot. So which way is it? So the Ma'arav Ranchberg on Daf Beis Amid Beis, he points out this contradiction among the Rashis on the first three Dafim of Maseches Tanis, and he says that, what does he say? He says, really, he's referring to the eighth day, meaning Mishas Hanachaso means you put it down on the seventh day, and then you start Mashiv Haruch on the eighth day. Whatever it is. So Rabbi Yoshua is the one who says that you start Mashiv Haruch Merit HaGeshem at the end of Sukkot, which coincides with the beginning of the rainy season. That's when you want it to start raining. So that it must be that when the Mishnah said, In Sholim Es HaGeshamim El Samach LeGeshamim, that you start saying Mashiv Haruch Merit HaGeshem at the time of the rainy season, that must be Rabbi Yoshua talking. He's the only one who said you wait till the very end of the holiday to start Mashiv Haruch Merit HaGeshem. Amar Abaye, So Abaye corrects the record and he says, no, afilu tamer Rabbi Eliezer. You could even say that this part of the Mishnah is consistent with Rabbi Eliezer, who said you start saying Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem from the first day of Sukkot. Why? She'ilu l'chud v'azkar l'chud. Because you were not being sensitive to the fact that the Mishnah here is not referring to Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem. The Mishnah here is referring to the same Talumatru Ivracha, when we actually ask for rain. That doesn't start until, well, we'll see exactly when it starts, but that doesn't start until the season of rain. Fine. Vika Damri, now the Gemara is going to just say a slight variation of what we just said. Lema Rabbi Yoshua hi. The Gemara suggests it's Rabbi Yoshua, who is the one that says you start saying Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem at the end of the holiday, and that's consistent with this idea of saying Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem at the time of the rainy season. Da'amar Mishas HaNachaso, he said that you do it starting at the time you put down the luv. Amarava, so Rava corrects the record and he says, no, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Eliezer, you could even say this statement in the Mishnah is attributable to Rabbi Eliezer, who said that you start saying Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem from day one of Chag HaSukkos. Why she'ilu l'chud v'azkar l'chud? Because we weren't talking about Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem, we're talking about the same Talmud Matar Ivracha. Okay. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ha'over L'fnei Ateva. So if you remember in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda was quoted at the very end, who recited our practice that we do of starting Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem at Musaf on Shmini Atzeres, during the holiday of Sukkot, on Shmini Atzeres, and who's talked about our practice, which we'll see soon, of stopping Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem at Musaf on the first day of Pesach, right? So he was the one who kind of introduced us to the idea of splitting a day, of having, Shachris, we don't say it, and then we start at Musaf, or Pesach, Shachris, we do say it, and we stop saying it at Musaf. He was the one who introduced us to that. So the Gemara quotes that for our Mishnah. And now we're focusing specifically on the Pesach part. So that's good for this time of year. We're focusing on the Pesach part. When do you stop saying Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem? You stop saying it at Musaf on the first day of Pesach. V'reminu, but we have a contradiction, because we're going to now cite the Mishnah that appears on the next Talmud, Amud Hei Amud Aleph, which says the following, Ad Masai Sholim Es HaGeshamim. When do you stop saying V'sein Ta'u Matar Uvracha? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Shiyavor HaPesach. So Rabbi Yehuda says you have to wait till the end of Pesach, right? The very end of Pesach. Meaning all Chol HaMoed, you're still going to say V'sein Ta'u Matar Uvracha. And then after Pesach ends, that's when you're going to stop saying V'sein Ta'u Matar Uvracha. Rabbi Meir Omer Ad Shiyavor Nisan. Rabbi Meir says, wait until the whole month of Nisan ends. That's when you stop saying the same Talmud Torah Bracha. So that seems to be a contradiction, because we just said, right, we just said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you stop saying Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem from the first day of Pesach. And here he seems to be saying that you keep on saying the same Talmud Torah Bracha through Pesach, and at this point we're assuming that they should be coterminous. When you stop saying Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem, that's when you should stop saying the same Talmud Torah Bracha. So Amar Rav Chista answers, he says, no, it's not a problem. Vokashya, kan lishol, kan lahazkir. Don't think, or don't assume, that you stop saying the same Talmud Torah Bracha at the same time you stop saying Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem. You could stop saying Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem on the first day of Pesach, and still then continue saying the same Talmud Torah Bracha until the end of Pesach. They're not coterminous necessarily. Kan lishol, kan lahazkir. Mishal Shalavaz, you're going to continue to ask for rain through the end of the holiday. Lahazkir biyom tavarishon pasuk, and you're going to stop saying Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem at the very beginning of the holiday. So Ula has a big problem with that. He doesn't like what Rav Chista says. Amar Ula Hadra Rav Chista Kasha Kechometz L'Shinayim Kasha L'Inayim. What Rav Chista just said is tough for me, like vinegar on the teeth, and like smoke in your eyes. He doesn't like this at all. Because why? Uma b'makom she'eno shoel mazkir, b'makom she'shoel eino din she'e mazkir. He says, look at Shmini Atzeres. Look at when we started saying v'sein Ta'u Matar Uvracha, and when we started saying Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem. So there, on Shmini Atzeres, we haven't yet started saying the same Talmud Torah Bracha. We haven't started asking for rain. We haven't started the Sheila yet. And we get a head start. Why haven't we done it? Because you don't daven that Shmon Esrei on Yontif. But nevertheless, we get a head start by starting saying Mashiv Ruach or Moreh Degeshem on Shmini Atzeres. So the Hazkara mentioning Gvuras Geshamim precedes the actual Sheila. And that's kind of logical, because we've always said that She'ela is kind of should be very wedded to the season. We're not going to ask, we're not going to daven for rain until it's actually the rainy season. To do so would be improper. But Mashiv Ruach HaMoreh Degeshem, we could be a little goosey-goosey with the dates, because that's just talking about Hashem's power of rain, right? And so when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, he says, where we haven't yet started saying the same Talmud Torah Ivracha, yet we start saying Mashiv Ruach HaMoreh Degeshem, Mazkir. So he says, B'makom Sheshoel, in a situation where we're starting to say V'sein Talmud Torah Ivracha, Eino Din Shehei Mazkir, shouldn't you for sure, not started, but where you're still saying, through Pesach, through Chol Hamoed Pesach, where you're still saying V'sein Talmud Torah Ivracha, shouldn't you, of course, still be saying Mashiv Ruach HaMoreh Degeshem? Mashiv Ruach HaMoreh Degeshem, again, we said we're more loose with the dates. So you're telling me you're going to stop saying Mashiv Ruach HaMoreh Degeshem on day one, continue to say V'sein Talmud Torah Ivracha through Pesach? That doesn't make any sense. If you're still asking for rain, you should certainly be mentioning Hashem's power to give rain. So he doesn't like this at all. Ela Amar Ula. Ula is going to replace that answer. We're throwing out Rav Chista, and so Ula says, instead, Trei Tanoi Alibad Rabbi Yehuda. He says, it's true that the Mishnah on Daf Hei is going to quote in the name of Rabbi Yehuda the idea that you continue to say same Talmud Torah Ivracha through Chol Hamoed Pesach until the very end. But there's another version of Rabbi Yehuda. We have another tradition that Rabbi Yehuda is quoted as saying that you stop saying the same Talmud Torah Ivracha at the same time that you stop saying Mashiv Ruach HaMoreh Degeshem, which is the beginning of Pesach, which is what we do, right? We stop saying the same Talmud Torah Ivracha already at Pesach, right? Chol Hamoed Pesach in our Kol davening, we don't say the same Talmud Torah Ivracha. So he says it's true, again, it's true that Rabbi Yehuda quoted on Daf Hei Amud Aleph in the Mishnah says that you continue saying the same Talmud Torah Ivracha through Pesach, but there's another version of Rabbi Yehuda out there, another tradition there, Rabbi Yehuda says that you stop saying the same Talmud Torah Ivracha already from the beginning of Pesach, and that's how he's going to deal with making that, and that other version of Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's consistent with the version of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, who was the one who taught us that you stop saying Mashiv Ruach HaMoreh Degeshem from the first day of Pesach. Okay. That's Ula's resolution. Okay. Rav Yosef Amar, so Rav Yosef has a different answer to this. He says, I don't like this idea of two Tanaim, according to that Rabbi Yehuda, different versions of Rabbi Yehuda. He says, I'll keep Rabbi Yehuda as saying V'sein Talmud Torah Ivracha through Pesach, and I'll keep him as we had in our first mission of stop saying Mashiv Ruach HaMoreh Degeshem the first day of Pesach. And he has a different answer. Rav Yehuda Amar, my Achiyavor HaPesach, Achiyavor Shlech Tzi. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I misstated that. Rabbi Yehuda is going to attack this in a different way. He's going to say there's only one version of Rabbi Yehuda. He's going to reinterpret the Rabbi Yehuda that we just quoted above. So, Amar Mar, Rabbi Yosef Amar, Maya Chiavara Pesach, what does it mean when we said that you keep on saying the same Talmud Torah Uvracha until the end of Pesach? He didn't really mean the end of Pesach. Achiyavor Shlech Tzibor Rishon, Hayored Biyom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach. He means you stop saying saying Talmud Torah Ivracha on the first day of Pesach at the same time that you stop saying Mashiv Ruach HaMoreh Degeshem on the first day of Pesach at Musaf on the first day of Pesach. So immediately Abaye jumps in. I'm really Abaye. She'ela biyom tov mi'ika. What are you talking about? We don't say the same Talmud Torah Ivracha on the first day of Pesach. So we could talk about stop saying Mashiv Ruach HaMoreh Degeshem on the first day of Pesach at Musaf. We sing all right tefillos, tal, etc. But no one's saying the same Talmud Torah Ivracha on Pesach. It doesn't make any sense to say that you stop saying the same Talmud Torah Ivracha and Musaf on first day of Pesach. So Amar Lehi, he says, no, that's not true. There are times when you're in shul on Yontif or on Shabbos and you actually say an equivalent of the same Talmud Torah Ivracha. He says, in Shoel Meturgaman, the Meturgaman, the Gabbai, or maybe the shul rabbi gets up there, and there are times when he actually asks for rain similar to the way we say the same Talmud Tov Racha on in our weekday Shemone Esrei. So Rabbeinu Chananel explains that the practice was that I guess at times when they needed rain, so at Arvis or Shachar Sav Yom Tov, on Yom Tov itself, the rabbi would get up and announce, Yehi Ratzon Melfanecha, Hashem Elokeinu Shetitein Tal Matar Al Pneho Adama. So they would kind of incorporate that Birkas Hashanim into the Yontif service. So he says, in fact, that's true. You do say a version of the same Talmud Matar Vracha sometimes on Yontif itself. So they throw back at him and say, no. V'chi maturgum and shol davar sheino tzarech l'tzibur. So he says, that makes sense in the rainy season, where everyone's all jazzed up about rain. So then your rabbi's going to get up there and say, Yira somo fanecha, that Hashem should give us rain. But you're telling me that as we're exiting the rainy season, as we're stop saying Mashav Baruch Mer Geshem, we're going to have the rabbi get up there and with excitement say, Yira somo, that you should give us rain, to kind of mark the end of the rainy season? That doesn't make any sense. The Maturgaman Shal Davar Sheino Tzarech L'Tzibur. Maturgaman is going up there, is going to ask something that the Tzibur is not really very excited about asking for. They don't want it to rain anymore. It's Pesach. So Ela Machvarto Kedua. So they throw out Yosef's answer. We're going to go back with Ula, which is to say that there are two versions of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbi Yehuda and Daf Hey, which said that you continue to say the same Talmud Darav Rachav through Pesach, is not the same Rabbi Yehuda as we had in our Mishnah, and in fact they're coterminous. And you stop saying Mashav Rachav Mer Geshem at the same time you say the same Talmud Darav Rachav. Fine. Now we're going to offer a different answer instead of that. Rava Amar. My Achiavara Pesach, what does it mean when Rabbi Yehuda says that you continue to say the same Talmud Vracha until Pesach ends? Achiavor Zman Shchitas HaPesach. It doesn't mean the holiday of Pesach, it means you should continue to say the same Talmud Vracha until the end of the Shchita of the Karm Pesach. When is that? That's before Pesach, that's on the 14th of Nisan, right? Uchitichlaso Kain Sofo. And just like the beginning of the rainy season is the beginning of Mashav Baruch Mer Geshem, so to the end. Mat chiloso mazkir afal pishenu shoel. As we mentioned, just like at the beginning, you start saying Mashav Baruch Mer Geshem a day before you actually say the same Talmud Matar Vracha, right? Because you start saying Mashav Baruch Mer Geshem on Shmini Atzeres, even though the weekday Shmoni Esrei isn't going to start till the next day, so you kind of get a head start in terms of your Mashav Baruch Mer Geshem. Af sofo mazkir afal pisheino shoel. So the same is true here. You're going to stop saying the same Talmud Matar Vracha at, let's say, Mincha on the 14th, at the time of the Karban Pesach, and then you're still going to say Mashiv Baruch Mer Geshem at Mariv on the first night of Pesach, and even on Shacharis that morning, and then you'll stop saying Mashiv Baruch Mer Geshem at Musaf. And that doesn't bother us so much because it's parallel to the way it came in. It comes in where Mashiv Baruch Mer Geshem kind of precedes by several hours, by a day, the same Talmud Matar Vracha. So the same thing too, we're going to kind of phase it out at the time of Pesach also, stop saying Mesein Talmud Torah Vracha on the 14th, and then we'll stop saying Mashav Baruch Mer Geshem on the 15th at Musaf. So, Amrei Abai, so Abai responds to Rabbi, and he says, Bishlamat Chilaso Mazkir. I can understand why in the beginning we're going to get a head start with Mashav Baruch Mer Geshem and start saying that ahead of the actual She'ela. Why? Hazkaranami Ritzui She'elahi. Because everyone's all excited about the rain, so we're going to start talking about Hashem's Gevura and his ability to bring rain as kind of a prelude to the She'ela, right? By mentioning it's a Ritzui She'ela, we're buttering things up, we're about to ask for rain, so we might as well start talking about Hashem's Gevura, his ability to give rain, as a prelude to our asking for rain. Ela Sofo. But at the end, it doesn't make sense. If you're phasing out your request for rain, it's a little tone deaf, right? We're going to stop saying the same Talmud Torah Vracha and then continue to talk about Gevuras Geshamim. The whole idea of Gevuras Geshamim is kind of the exciting prelude to asking for rain. So it doesn't make sense. El Sofa Ma'iritzu She'lo'ika. It doesn't make sense to be buttering up Hashem by talking about his Gevura in anticipation of... Anticipation of what? You're phasing out the same Talmud Matar Vracha. We're working now towards the summer months. So it doesn't make sense. Ela machvarta kedua. So they backtrack from this answer. We're going to go with Ula again to say that there are two versions of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda on Daf Hey, which says that you continue saying the same Talmud Ravivracha through Pesach, is not the same Rabbi Yehuda as on Daf Beis, who said that you stop saying Mashav Racham Regeshem from the beginning of Pesach. Good. All right, now we're going to change tracks. We've been talking now about stopping saying Mashav Racham Regeshem in Pesach time. Now we have to go to a different part of the year, and we're talking now about phasing in Mashav Racham Regeshem and phasing in the same Talmud Racham at Sukkot time. So it's difficult to do the week before Pesach, but kind of now we have to change tracks to thinking about Sukkot. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So here they're saying that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, namely that you start saying Mashiv Aruch Merid Geshem on the eighth day of Sukkot, meaning on Shmini Atzeres at Musaf. At Musaf. Amar Rabbi Zeu Rav Asi. So he says, "Umi Amar Rav Yochanan Hachi." Is it true that Rabbi Yochanan really said, really paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in that way? But Tanan, don't we have a Mishnah that says, "Bishlosha b'mar cheshvan sholim es hageshamim"? We start saying the same Talmud Matar Livracha, and here's our first introduction to this idea that we're actually going to start saying the same Talmud Matar Livracha at a time way off of Yontif. Right? We don't start till the Tikufos, till December 4th. The Gemara is not going to allude to that yet, but at this point we're introduced to the idea that the beginning of the Sheila starts way after Yontif ends, and we'll see why soon. So, Vatanan, don't we have a mission that says, B'shloshav mar cheshvan shon es hageshamim, that you don't start saying the same Talmud Matar Livracha in Birkas Hashanim until the third day of Cheshvan. So a good, week and a half after Yontif ends. Rambam Gamliel omer b'shivabo, and Rambam Gamliel says you don't start saying the same Talmud Matar Livracha until the seventh of mar cheshvan, a good week later. V'amar Rav Elazar, and Rav Elazar says that the halacha k'rabi Gamliel. Rav Elazar says we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel that you don't start saying the same Talmud Matar Livracha until the seventh day of Cheshvan. So the Gemara was troubled by the fact that Rabbi Yochanan seemed to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And again, at this point in the Gemara, we're assuming that the same Talmud Matar Livracha is the same as Mashav Racha Merid Geshem in terms of the starting points, right? So the question here is, why did you paskin Rabbi Yehuda that you start saying Mashav Racha Merid Geshem at Musaf on Shmini Atzeres when it seems that you don't start saying the same Talmud Matar Livracha, which we thought you started at the same time as Mashav Racha Merid Geshem, until a week or two or three later, right? Rabbi Elazar is the one who said halacha k'rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Elazar happened to be the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, so that's why the Gemara is especially troubled by the fact that you just quoted Rabbi Yochanan as paskening like Rabbi Yehuda, that you start saying Mashav Racham Merid Geshem Shmini Atzeres, and you're also attributing to Rabbi Elazar his own Talmud the halacha that or the psak that you don't that you hold like Rabbi Gamliel, that you don't start saying same Talmud Matar Livracha until 3 weeks later. So what's going on? Why aren't they starting at the same time? So Amrei Gavra Karam. So the Gemara's first attempt to address this seeming contradiction is the fact that we're talking about two different people. It's true that Rabbi Elazar was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, but they're two different people. So you shouldn't be bothered necessarily by the fact that Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that we start saying Mashav Racham Merid Geshem and Shmini Atzeres. And Rav Elazar paskins like Rav Gamliel that we don't start saying the same Talmud Matar Livracha until 3 weeks later. That's not a problem. They're two different people. So it's not necessarily a contradiction. Ibaisemba, the Gemara is going to offer a different answer which gets more at the heart of the issue. Lokasha, kan lishol kan lazker. And here's where we introduce the idea that when introducing at the beginning of the same Talmud Matar Livracha and at the beginning of Mashav Racham Merid Geshem, they don't necessarily start at the same time. Kan lishol kan lazker. Lishol, the same Talmud Matar Livracha, that starts later. It's going to start at the Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, or it's going to start on the seventh day of Cheshvan. But Mashav Racham Merid Geshem is talking about Gevuras Geshamim. That's going to start at a different time. That starts at the eighth day, Shmini Atzeres and Musaf. The Gemara then challenges that and says, what do you mean? V'amar Rav Yochanan, didn't Rav Yochanan say, B'makom Shesho El Mazkir? Rav Yochanan was the one didn't Rav Yochanan himself say that they should start at the same time? B'makom Sheshoel Mazkir. And so again, why do we have this situation where we're starting saying Talmud Torah Yivracha a good 3 weeks after we start saying Masha Baruch Amar Geshem? Our answer is no. Ahu Afsakat Mar. That had to do with at the back end at Pesach time. He wanted them to stop at the same time. But we challenge that and we say Vamar Rabbi Yochanan Hischil Lazkir Maschil Lishol. Pasuk milushol, pasuk milazker. So the Gemara says it's not true that Rabbi Yochanan only said that with respect to ending it. Rabbi Yochanan said it across the board that Masha Baruch Amar Geshem and the same Talmud Torah Yivracha should start at the same time and they should both end at the same time. So the Gemara now answers the following: Elo kasha. Don't be bothered by these two different dates for the start of Masha Baruch Amar Geshem and Sheila and Saint Talmud of Racha, Halakasha, Halon, Halahu. One was for Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and one was for Bnei Bavel. When Rabbi Yochanan said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you start saying Mashiv Haruach Morid Geshem on Shmini Atzeres at Mutzaf, that was talking about for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, right? And then he's also going to start saying the same Talmud Torah Yivracha right after Yontif, right away. And when he said that you don't start saying, or when we paskin that you don't start saying the same Talmud Torah Yivracha until 3 weeks later, that was for the Bnei Bavel. Because the Bnei Bavel, their harvesting season was a little different, and their fruit, their vegetables were still on the ground for a few weeks after Sukkot ended, and we don't want the rain to start while the stuff's still on the ground. We want to harvest it dry. And so we're going to hold off on saying the same Talmud Torah Yivracha for 2 or 3 weeks after Sukkot ends. So for the Bnei Bavel, we paskin, the Gemara is saying, that you start saying the same Talmud Torah Yivracha a few weeks after Sukkot ends. But in Eretz Yisrael, where that wasn't a problem because they had already taken in their vegetables before Sukkot started, at the beginning of Tishrei, so they didn't have to worry about the vegetables getting wet, and they started saying Mashiv Baruch Amar Geshem on the Shmini Atzeres, and they started saying the same Talmud Torah Yivracha immediately thereafter. The Gemara then says, Maishna l'didan, d'islan pere bedabra. What's the difference for us, who, as we just explained, we have our vegetables out on the field, and therefore we're going to want to delay She'ila in Birkas Hashanim until a few weeks later, l'didunami. For Bnei Eretz Yisrael also, they have a practical problem. They should also want to delay the request for rain. Islahu Ole Regalim. They have the problem that all the people who came for Yontif to Yerushalayim, they all have to get home. And it's not nice to start asking for rain immediately in the aftermath of Sukkot when these poor people still have a trek of several days to get home. It's going to start raining on them. That's not going to be comfortable. And so just like we are delaying our request for rain by a few weeks to bring in our vegetables, we want to do that in the dry weather. So in Eretz Yisrael, they should also delay their request for rain by a few weeks to allow these poor Olei Regalim to get home dry. So Gemara answers, Kik Am Rav Yochanan, when Rav Yochanan said that we start immediately, that we start Masha Baruch Amar Geshem, that we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, we start Masha Baruch Amar Geshem, and therefore we also start the same Talmud Torah Yivracha immediately, that's Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. That was already talking about after the Churban, after there was no Beis HaMikdash, you didn't have to worry about Olei Regalim. The Gemara then says, and clarifies, Hashtad Asas Lachi. Now once we've gone through this analysis, we could kind of clarify what we said above, and the split between the two halachos, whether we start immediately after Sukkot or a week or two or three later, ha v'hala d'tu, that both of these we're talking about for Bnei Eretz Yisrael also. V'lokasha kam bizman she'beis hamikdash kayim, kam bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim. That when we said that you wait a few weeks, that was when the Beis Hamikdash was around, and you had to worry about the Olei Regalim getting home dry. And when we said that you start saying Masha Baruch Amar Geshem on the eighth day, and you start immediately thereafter to say Birkas Hashanim, the same Talmud Torah Yivracha, on the next day after that, that was when there was no Beis Hamikdash anymore. You didn't have to worry about the Olei Regalim, and that's what that was talking about.
They threw away the bubble distinction.
So they threw away the bubble distinction because the Gemara, as much as possible, tries to narrow distinctions, right? So here it was easy to say, oh no, they're both talking about in Eretz Yisrael, but we're talking about different historical periods. One was when they were Olei Regalim, and one was when they were not. Okay, now the Gemara is going to introduce a new question that's interesting, and it says as follows: Vanan, we, right, in Chutzlar, it's the Islan Treyumi. We have 2 days of Shmini Atzeres in a sense, right? We're kind of confused when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, whether is it still Sukkos, or is it already Shmini Atzeres? And then, you know, it's only until Simchas Torah on the 9th day that we kind of are absolutely sure it's Shmini Atzeres, that, you know, we're past Sukkos, right? That leads to all sorts of halachic problems with Sukkah, etc. But the Gemara now is saying, we who have 2 days, and we have this kind of suffix day of Shmini Atzeres, where we're not sure whether it's now Shmini Atzeres or the last day of Sukkos, Hechi Avdinan, when do we start saying Mashiv Baruch Amar Negeshem, right? Because it's kind of a suffix. So Amar Rav. So Rav has this wild idea that kind of strikes us, is going to strike us immediately as bizarre. Maschil b'musafin, he says, on the 8th day, right, on our Shmini Atzeres, start saying Mashiv Baruch Amar Negeshem and Musaf like we do. Uposek b'mincha arvis v'shachars. But then, go back and at mincha and at marv on Simchas Torah and at shachars on Simchas Torah, go back to saying... to not saying Mashiv Baruch Amar Negeshem, because we're back in kind of Safeg Yom territory, right? V'chozer b'musafin. And now reintroduce it at Musaf, right? Kind of consistent with the idea that since it's a Safeg Yom, on the second day, on Simchas Torah as well, so each of those 2 days, Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, should kind of both have Nihugim, have practices that reflect the fact that this might be Shmini Atzeres. So just like on Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to add Musaf, introduce Mashiv Baruch Amar Negeshem with a bang on the table or with a Tefillas HaGeshem. So we want to have Tefillas HaGeshem both on Shmini Atzeres and on Simchas Torah, because they're both Safek Yom, right? Either of them might be Shmini Atzeres. But when we're not celebrating, you know, with Tefillas HaGeshem, with the more quiet, you know, Shmoneh Esreis, at Mincha and at Marv and at Shacharis, after Shmini Atzeres Musaf, so then we'll go back to saying to not saying Mashiv Baruch Amar Negeshem. Amar lo Shmuel, so Shmuel responds, Pokuv Amar lo Abba, Achar Shasisu Kodesh Taseu Chol. Shmuel, this kind of grates on Shmuel a little. He says, what do you mean? After you're already referring to today as Shmini Atzeres, in the sense that you've treated today at Musaf as Shmini Atzeres, Taseu Chol, you're going to pretend again that it's like Hoshana Rabbah, that it's the right, that's Hoshana Rabbah. That doesn't make sense. Elamar Shmuel Maschil b'Musafin uve Mincha. Rather, treat the rest of that day at least as Kodesh. So on Shmini Atzeres, start Mashiv Baruch Amar Negeshem at Musaf, continue saying Mashiv Baruch Amar Negeshem Mincha. But then Shmuel's back on terms with Rav. And he says, okay, but now on Simchas Torah, you can now pretend again that it's Shmini Atzeres, because today, the 9th day, is really a Safek 8th day. So therefore, Posek Arvis V'Shachar. So now, don't say Mashiv Baruch Amar Negeshem at night, and don't say Mashiv Baruch Amar Negeshem at Shachris, V'chozer Maskul Musafin. And then say Tefillas HaGeshem, and with the whole bang, start Mashiv Baruch Amar Negeshem on the 9th day, as if it was the 8th day, because again, it's a Safek Yom. That's what Shmuel suggests. And then finally, Rava sets everyone straight. Rava Amar, no. Kevin Shehischil Shuvein Oposik. Once you've already started saying Mashiv Baruch Amar Negeshem, you don't stop. You stick with the program. V'chein Amar Rav Sheshes, Kevin Shehischil Shuvein Oposik. Rav Sheshes also says, once you start saying Mashiv Baruch Amar Negeshem, you don't stop. V'af Rav Hadar Bey, and even Rav, who had initially suggested this strange practice of going back and forth, he even went back to Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav. Rav Chananel quotes Rav as saying, "Mona Esrim ve'echad Yom, k'derech Shmona Esri Yomim me'Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippurim." Count the full 21 days from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and that's the day you're going to start saying Mashiv Baruch Amar Negeshem, u'maschil, and start saying Mashiv Baruch Amar Negeshem. V'kevin she'itchil shuvein oposek. Once you already started saying Mashiv Baruch Amar Negeshem, don't stop. V'ochosan, that's our halacha. That's what we paskin. Kevin Shetzel Shuv Eino Posek. Once you start saying Mashiv Baruch Amar Negeshem, you don't stop. You go straight through.